You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
As I was doing that, my wife sent me a picture of like a time hop of a year ago today, holding the baby by the cheek like this and trying to burp her, because that's how they showed us to do it. Like, you have to lean the baby, put the chin like in your hand, lean them forward, and then it's like you have to hit the baby hard enough to get a burp out and in the right direction, but like obviously not hard enough to kill the baby. And like,
perfect. Yeah.
You need the perfect balance of how to hit them. Yeah.
You somehow like know what to do when the baby's in front of you for some odd reason.
One of the two in the couples always the burper, though. Billy, were you the burper? Like, were you the better burper? One is always better at like getting the baby to burp. I was the burper in
my relationship. I don't want to brag, but yeah, I was a pretty good burper. Right.
Mommy would be trying for like 10 minutes. It's like, come here, give her to daddy.
You know what the trick is, right? Like, there's like a, like you can't hit them too high in the back.
Right. Well, I think every kid's nice. Different. My daughter, like, if you like would stand her up almost and like bounced her a little bit, like
this. Do it, Billy. Standing. Do it. That's exactly what it is, Billy.
I had to do an upward thing. Hit the gas up and out.
Yeah.
Boom. Up and boom. Out.
Lower mid back.
Yeah. Yeah. And also for the first, like, once we got home for like the first month and a half, I was like the best at getting her to go to sleep. And like,
oh, I'm the best at that still.
Not great at not. She did not like that. Like, she'd be there and like struggling for like, you know, like the first month. And like, she's like stressed out and she's like totally like has no energy. She's with the baby all the time, breastfeeding, doing all this stuff. So she's there and the baby's like crying and she's rocking and singing and doing all these things. And the baby won't, like, she just wouldn't fall asleep. And I'd go in there and I would just like do a couple things and the baby would be out, boom. Like within minutes.
What are those couple things?
You wanna know what song, this isn't, it doesn't matter. You wanna know what song? And Lewis and Tony will definitely know this song. I would just hum one part of a song, an Enrique Iglesias and Gente de Zona song over and over again. I would just hum one
hum
part.
It. Please hum it for everybody.
I would just go like this. I'd go, oh, 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 oh.
Gente de Zona.
I would do it like slower sometimes. And then as she was falling asleep, I'd go slower and I'd go lower. So I'd start like, oh, 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 oh. And then by the end, it was like, oh, 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 oh. And if you hear the song has nothing to do with putting kids to sleep or anything. It's party song.
It has to do with making kids that don't belong to them.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
But now I'm terrible at getting her to go to sleep. Now she wants nothing to do with going to sleep with me. Like at all.
Yeah, Sierra's at that sleep regression.
I can't get her to sleep. My wife will get her to sleep.
No, she goes crazy.
7 minutes my wife will get her to sleep. Me, it's like 3 hours. She's like climbing all over me. Like,
sometimes I'm so much better at my wife at putting her to sleep, but sometimes I'll stay up there longer so my wife doesn't think I'm so good at it, so she doesn't want me to do it more.
Wow.
That's very kind of you. That's
it's actually really dick of me.
Yeah, it is.
Because my wife, like, she's such a struggle for my wife sometimes that, like, I'm the only, like, my wife, it takes, like, over an hour. She's 4 right now. Like, she does not want to go to sleep. And I have a routine where I go up there. I don't go in the bed with her. Like, we talk for a minute.
What? You're saying that you're not doing it because I thought for a second you were staying up there to not make her feel bad for how long it takes.
Oh, no.
What you're saying
is I want my wife to think
so that sometimes she does it too.
I want my wife to think it takes me longer so that she's not like, oh, you should always do it. It only takes you this amount of time. I'll like,
I was approaching it from the other
get
side.
Get a little work done in my phone.
Yeah, I need the points with my wife. So like, I need to make sure that I'm useful with the baby.
I do it more than her, but I still like I don't want her to get to a point where it's like, you always do that because you're so good at it.
I originally thought the way Jeremy thought, but then quickly realized, no, this is not a selfless thing.
This was the most selfless thing you could possibly do.
But also, and I don't know if Chris has done this too, sometimes you go to put them to sleep and like they're asleep, right? And you're like, you know what? Daddy could use 20 minutes of shut-eye here,
yeah,
too.
You know what I mean? Dude, like, you know how many times I've fallen asleep in my daughter's bed, and I wake up at, like, 1 a.m.? Like, I was putting her to sleep, and, like, yeah. Because, like,
my daughter... And you wake up, you're like, oh, it was a struggle today. Oh.
I have to, like, we're doing a thing where, like, sometimes we, like, lay with her to, like, get her to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Daddy falls asleep all of a sudden.
Daddy, that's why I tried to, like, yes, I try not to, but there are times when...
No, at this age, like with Leona being 3-4 years old, like I just like, hey, duermate, time to sleep. And then I turn off the light and close the door and she just kind of like does her thing.
Dude, that's honestly like, that's good. Like that's
amazing. Here's the thing. In the beginning it sucked because like they cry, like they used to cry in the beginning and then Dania would be like, babe, it's been 10 minutes. She hasn't stopped crying. I was like, mommy, trust me. She's going to fall asleep because those tears are exhausting.
No, you're actually right. Like I'm not disagreeing. That's a good strategy.
I love like that.
It is.
I love
that. That actually is how you get kids. Like, that's the better way to
do it. Tony, do I or do I not have the most well-behaved kids?
Yeah, he's got really well-behaved.
You're saying kids. It works.
Lewis installed, like, soundproofing in all the walls. And he just closes and locks the door, and you're like, figure it out.
Honestly,
and
with
they love you.
Good night.
They figured it out.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
I'm not judging him. I'm wishing I did that. Like, it's the way.
No,
it's
I'm telling you. Like, there's no way. It's just like, what age do you let them sleep in their own room, right? Like, when do you move the crib out of your room?
And yeah.
Like, for me, it was like 4 months, 5 months. Like,
6 months. Six months and she's out.
See you, Gary.
And by 2 years old, she better be giving me a resume or some work applications. I need her active.
But you never meet somebody that's 35 years old and you're like, oh man, their parents must have slept in their bed till they were six.
Oh,
like,
you just. Like, yes, you do.
You might meet like a 7 year old and you're like, that kid was spoiled, but you never meet like a 40 year old and you're like, that kid was not potty trained quickly.
Hold on, I love this game. I feel like we haven't done enough sports. Who in sports slept with their parents until they were 3 years old?
Good shout.
Yeah,
Johnny Manziel.
Wow.
What about Kevin Durant? Very sensitive, very quick to go at the trolls.
The real MVP.
No.
Yeah.
Because he cried when he called his mom an MVP.
I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to look who would be this. Like, what personality types are we looking
Russell
for?
Russell Westbrook.
Entitled is what
entitled.
It is. Entitled. Okay. Johnny Manziel is actually, I don't know if we can do better than Johnny Manziel.
But
that's like
think
the
Johnny,
perfect answer.
Well, do you think Johnny Manziel? God, how do we do this with
He probably had a nanny putting him to
exactly.
bed.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
A nanny?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay. So, slept with a parental figure.
Zach Wilson.
Are you doing that just on looks?
Yes.
Because you know nothing about Zach Wilson. I don't think anybody does.
Jeremy said
not even though. Zach Wilson.
What do we think of Tebow?
Boyfriend.
Tebow? No, Tebow.
Well, I mean, I'm just doing like, you know, like if we're doing entitled, then also now we're all of a sudden doing rich if we're doing Johnny Manziel. Zach Wilson looks wealthy.
He does.
He has the hair of a wealthy man.
He has, you know what he looks like? Zach Wilson looks like the bad guy in a high school movie, right? Like he's a captain of the football team. He drives a convertible and shaves even though everyone is supposed to be like 15 or 16 years
Pushes
old.
Pushes you into the locker as he walks by.
Yeah. And then, you know, and dates the girl that's going to be the love interest of the geek who's like the protagonist.
So he's the good-looking one and the bully?
No, he's not a bully for me.
Zach Wilson?
He is like the Zac Efron in High School Musical where he is both the best-looking person there but also the galvanizing figure.
The best among us?
Right, exactly. He's the best among us both in looks and in personality.
I'll tell you how I know he's not that because on draft day was the Heisman Trophy thing.
Draft day.
When everyone was like throwing up like signs and stuff, and he gulped because he's never been in that situation before. If he were the galvanizing Zac Efron type character, he would be like, yeah, guys, come on. He'd be like Chris Cody. He'd be very like, I'm going to hype
he
up these guys
up the set.
That don't need us, don't need to be hyped up because I'm just a hype guy. No, he gulped and he looked at him like, I better step up because I've never been in this kind of situation before. He's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think, what's the guy's name? Mick from Teen Wolf. Remember him, the bad guy, right? Mm. Mick. Mick was like good looking, but also looks way older than everybody else and like bullying the hell out of people. But then when he sees the werewolf for the first time, he's like, he kind of shits his pants a bit.
Bryson DeChambeau spent too long sleeping with his mom?
No, man. That dude, Bryson DeChambeau, like his parents like threw him as a baby into a swimming pool, like learn how to swim. Like that's what he looks like.
Can we get over casting in high school movies? Like, pretty people or like pretty people that we then make look homely as being like
wear glasses.
the good people, you know what I mean? Or like this is the person that brings us together. Like, let's just call it what it is. And this is going to come off as bad, but like the attractive kids are really the shittiest ones in high school. You know what I mean? Like, they're the ones that treat everybody like there's hardly ever like, wow, I'm the most attractive person, but also I'm going to go and treat everyone great. That's not the way that this works in reality.
But Billy, that's how the movies are. The bullies and the villains in, think about Mean Girls, right? Like Rachel McAdams, like, very beautiful, but also like really. And then at the same time, can we not say that? I just got to look. No, that's out. Okay. All right. So at the same time, there's also this false veneer of like altruism. Like, oh, so you don't care about saving the whales then? Like they're that's who they are. And I think it's pretty accurate.
But then there's like, but then they make like Lindsay Lohan, like, oh, you know what? Like, she's so average.
Hard on her luck.
No, Lindsay Lohan was like, she grew up overseas, so she wasn't, right? That was the premise, right?
Yes, it was. She grew up in South Africa or something.
It wasn't that she wasn't pretty, it's just that she's not cool, right? No, what you're thinking about is the she's all that phenomenon, where it's like, put her hair up in a bun and make her wear glasses. Like, ew, she's gross. You can never make her cool. Takes off her glasses, drops the hair, comes down the stairs in a dress. Like, wear your overalls. You're gorgeous. That's what you're talking about. Yes, that's kind of horseshit.
You know which movie was funny that kind of like made fun of this was 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah.
Where like Dave Franco, right? Yep. Where like he was like the cool kids and Channing Tatum's like coming back to be like, this is how you're cool in like 1980 or whatever. And then he's like, the nerds are the cool ones now. I don't understand.
Because he pushes the shit out of this kid and calls him gay. And everyone's like, oh, that's homophobic. And he's like, no, I didn't. I don't. He starts trying to explain himself. And in the process of him explaining, because like, that's, I didn't know he was gay. Oh, like, he didn't look gay to me. Oh, so now gay has a look. Or like, and they just kept like piling on him because he's so clearly from a different generation. I love that movie.
The one strap is like, who doesn't want strap anymore? Loser.
Yeah. You know, everyone's two strapping it. Jonah Hill shows up with the two straps. Like, what are you doing, man? You're gonna look like a nerd. And he goes, go one strap.
So, Billy, you're saying that all high school good-looking people have to be villains in the movies?
Well, no, in real life, like, just attractive-looking people are all horrible. No,
in real life...
Tony.
That's not Tony. True. Oh, yeah, I think... I know a lot of people that are good-looking that are nice.
Tony Topper.
Yeah.
That's, it's just an unfair... Darnold. It's an unfair characteristic that Billy's given to people that are good-looking. They're all mean. That's not true.
Yeah.
I don't like the Tony's so confident that he's like putting himself. He's like,
yeah, no, Tony's no, like, I, Tony's like, I'm very good looking. I'm so nice to everybody.
Can I speak on behalf of good looking people, please?
I didn't say a word about myself. I said, I know people that are good looking that are nice.
This is how I know Tony's full of it. Because he delivered that entire speech, not to the Zoom, but to the camera. He stared.
I don't have a Zoom in front of me. The only thing I can look is looking up at the screen.
Gazed into the camera longingly, and he said, guys, not all.
Life is tough for attractive people.
Hashtag not all good-looking people. It's like the episode of Family Guy where Peter gets the plastic surgery, and he says, well, we call you normies. I've already said too much.
Do you ever feel bad for the children of people who have had plastic surgery, like cosmetic surgery? Because you're like, oh, this person's parents are so beautiful and they came out and they're this ugly duckling. It's like, no, they look exactly like their parents before they decided to look different.
There was a story out of China a couple of years ago of a man who divorced his wife because he didn't realize how much work she had done until she birthed the child and the child came out.
Oh, that's horrible. That's terrible.
Dad, in high school, were you like the good-looking jerk or were you the, you know, lovable underdog?
I would say I was the lovable underdog.
But you looked like Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
I was very small in high school. When I graduated from high school, I think I was like 130 pounds. You know, I was never the athlete. I was the good friend, the nice guy.
In Little League, you had a game-winning home run, though. You said you weren't the athlete. Didn't you have Cody's slam, Pace's drugs?
Yeah, that's right. I wish I could find that headline. No, I played sports like most kids that age, but I don't like to brag. You know?
He wasn't a jock, let's just say.
I was going to say, we know Cody wasn't a jock because he's a sports writer.
There you go. Wow. That's exactly right.
Were you writing for the school paper when you were in high school?
I was, yeah. I got in a lot of trouble because the advisor of the school paper was really into journalism, and she let me write controversial columns, like as what? I might if I were a professional.
Like what?
What entails like a controversial column for a high school student?
Were you like the Jason Whitlock of high school writers?
Well, the MacArthur High School Mustangs. The MacArthur High School Mustangs were always lousy.
Like
our football team was always like 3-8 or 2-9, just terrible. And so I would like make fun of them in columns. You know, I would like lampoon how bad the school football team was. And there was one time when I was at a cooler in a hallway or something, and three big players from the football team cornered me against the cooler. Because they didn't like what I had written. I'm surprised they could read, quite frankly.
But, there it is. Pen is mightier than the sword.
That's right.
Would they get physical, or did they just kind of try to intimidate?
It was an intimidation thing. You know, it was a crowded hallway. I mean, they couldn't afford to do too much then.
How'd you get out
that of kind of thing? That kind of thing.
I don't remember exactly how I squirmed out of that one, but. It was interesting when I look back on it, because in high school back then, you didn't do that. You know, all of the everything written in a high school paper was, you know, positive and fluffy. And my advisor actually let me write what I wanted to write and be as acerbic or as, you know, wise ass as I wanted to be. And looking back, that was a little bit trend setting. From what I knew.
Do you guys have kids you went to high school with that in high school they were like the popular, or like maybe not popular, but they were like a jerk and they were like so cool or something, and like now you like they're not doing that well, like they peaked in high school?
Oh wow.
They're and not you're like happy well. About it?
I thought you were gonna say now they sell Herbalife.
Oh come on.
I'm just saying I'm not gonna say names. There's one person I went to high school with who was like the coolest kid, and he was kind of a jerk to me at times, and now I see Facebook updates, and I'm pleased with how things are going.
No,
that's
okay,
not
okay.
Nice.
Okay. Don't say the name.
No, I mean he's not like he's got hold like on. A normal. But I'm just saying.
What's
I'm
going
just,
on? Give me some.
He's got a shitty life.
Give me like, yeah.
You're
give me the updates.
You've served him in the pyramid of life.
Give me the updates.
What are this has nothing to do with me. This is just in high school. This guy.
Gotcha. Okay.
No,
this guy doesn't have cleaning people.
Guys.
No, I think he might. He
guys,
might.
Guys,
this guy.
Guys,
no, no.
Guys.
It was more a social status. It was a social status. This
oh,
guy
so he
was like,
divorced.
He was like the most popular Let's, kid in high school.
No. I don't want to guess what's happened to this guy.
I love how this is an Like you guys loved everybody in high school. There was
what happened?
Chris, what happened to the guy? Tell us what happened. Stop guessing, everybody. Chris, what happened? Give me some Facebook updates from the guy that make you feel good.
I just see him. You know. He's not fully adult. He like just moved out of his parents' house like a little bit ago. Like
bald.
Yeah, more. Give me more.
Go ahead.
Give me.
Well, what we're talking about is the phenomenon of the class reunion, where 10 years later you go back and the most likely to succeed, the handsome high school star quarterback. Ain't that anymore? And 10 years later, everything has changed.
Anybody, you guys ever seen Just Friends? You guys ever seen Just Friends? And what's his name? Ryan Reynolds shows up. Like, he was fat in high school. He shows up like 20 years later, and he's like the skinny guy from L.A. And the guy who was like the jock main guy in high school is still at the local bar with the Letterman jacket on. Like, hey, you're back, and he's just like.
But Ryan Reynolds is like now quick-witted, and he's like says all the things he couldn't say.
Totally different person. Yeah,
maybe I'm an asshole. I had that in my life. I don't know why. I'm like it's just a normal thought to have resentments.
Chris,
sometimes.
This is what I wanted from you. I wanted like you started down that path and then you kind of went away. I don't want to out him, but just give me the dark side.
Torch him.
Hypothetical situations. Like,
it's really no.
He's
it's
gained
really
a lot of weight.
Just,
huh?
Guys,
it's
guys,
really
yeah,
just
yeah,
life has caught. Like he's just living a normal. He's not like miserable. He's not
Chris,
he's got a kid. I think he's got a fiance. Like I don't know him that well anymore. But
and you're like I got married first.
Chris.
I'm just saying.
Chris, you obviously had. Some Facebook updates that popped in your mind when you started telling this story Things that made you feel
good. I don't
want
to get in specific. I don't want to start Chris, making some not, jobs it's not seem a, not like jobs. Less. I don't, I'm not going to give specifics
really being
on
Darth
what.
Amin here.
Yes. I want
to. I'm not gonna. Chris. I don't want to like be the guy that's like saying if you were if you do this for a living, I Let think go. I have something over you. I'm just saying I. There's just something about
you
this
have
guy.
Something over this person.
He Feel lived his life rat. Like he was the coolest and he was gonna have it all.
It makes
and
you it powerful, just, Chris. They don't want you to be powerful. They tell you to hold it in.
Yes. Like,
don't listen to them, man. Just your emotion gives you strength.
Yes.
Use it. Strike him down, and you will become greater.
I don't know what you guys want from me. You want me to say his
name? No,
like, how many people?
Care.
How many people are there? Is it just this
it's just one?
One?
Yeah, it's one guy.
Really?
Chris, name him.
Chris,
name that person.
We don't want the name.
Dad, you know who it is.
But here's the thing.
Greg, start naming. Oh, start naming names, Greg. Yeah.
No, no.
Give
but
me the initials.
Greg, start recalling guys, people whose names you've announced over PA at baseball games.
But guys, yeah. The names are irrelevant.
Ding, 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 ding.
Whoa, he was on Chris's baseball team. Okay, that has now narrowed it down to about 20.
Oh wow! Okay, but I could start naming names right now, but I won't.
If they say Troy Jenkins, like who cares? We don't know these people.
Well, Troy Jenkins knows. Yeah, Troy Jenkins may be listening.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Why are we hung up on the name when only two people in the Zoom and the guy listening to it somewhere in Broward County who's going to get it? What I want to know are the details.
It's more, dude. It was like this guy got all the girls.
Yeah. No, not now. Not then. I want now the details.
Now he's just. A guy.
He's now he just has one wife. And he's just like,
what a loser.
I guarantee you, this person looks at their life and he's like, man, if I could just go back to high school. Whereas I don't want to go back to high school. I'm good.
People want to go back to high school?
I think there are people
that do. There are people that peaked in. Of course there are.
But do people want to go back to high school? Juju, okay, so I'll ask you, Juju, do you want to go back to high school because it was such a good time, or do you want to go back to high school because you would do things differently?
I want to go back and do things 1,000% differently.
But that's different.
That's different.
Being,
we're not talking
like,
about
that's
that.
That's different than being
that's a different movie.
Like living in high school. You were the coolest in school. You were like at your coolest. You were
recapturing a time when you were at your peak.
And then after that. Everything like you didn't go to I don't know like
that just, is also me though I am the guy you're talking about
not dude Juju you're the you're
hold
doing
on,
like
hold on Juju you were driving up in the convertible with the Letterman jacket on
and doing the swag dance with the Dikembe Mutombo like 2 days ago. What are we talking about here?
That was supposed to be LeBron James. He's living my life right now.
Low point of Juju's life, but, doing the swag surfing with Dikembe Mutombo.
Who doesn't love a swag surf?
What has my life become? Oh man!
No. But yeah, I don't. Maybe I'm a jerk. I do have, and you know, like I said,
I've mostly had the opposite, which is people who
were jerks.
Not that they were jerks, but like were like popular, attractive, whatever. They've gone on to successful careers in life. It's like, wow, things just kept going well for you, huh?
Oh, no, there's
play.
A few of those. I got a few of those.
I want to ask you those. Too. Let me ask Greg a question because I get the. Feeling that most of you guys are at least tangentially keeping up with people you went to high school with. Maybe not actively talking to, but
you see faces of people that you went to high school with on Instagram stories all the time.
Yeah, I don't, not on social media, not in real life, I don't know a single person I went to high school with now.
Wow.
I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea. They could be running for Congress. I don't know.
Why?
So I want to ask Greg, as the oldest among us in this collection, do you keep up in any way with someone that you went to high school with?
No, I don't. And it sort of saddens me to say that. The oldest friend I had, and he passed away about 5 years ago, I knew from junior college, from like when I was 18 or 19.
What about Gary the Bag Rosenfeld we had on the Greg Cody show?
Oh, the Bag, yeah.
You know what? Gary the Bag, tangentially, I grew up with him. We were next door neighbors growing up. Tangentially, I do still keep up with him through social media. And we did have him on the Greg Cody show. podcast at one point. Thank you for that plug, Christopher. You've put it in
That's
fairly
a plug.
Seamlessly.
If people don't want to listen now after hearing that Gary the Bag was on, I don't know when they will.
But Amin, like, the times are different now, right? Not to say like old time or like that's not how things work anymore, but like you're probably like 5 years just outside of the window where it's like you're in high school, you already make an Instagram or a Facebook or whatever, right? So like people who are recently graduated as of like, let's say the last 15 years or so, right? Like they already had that, like, you'd have to go out of your way to unfollow these people right. to not know what's going on with their lives at this point, right?
No,
because when you're in high school, you are already all on these platforms and you just never get rid of these people. So you may not be talking to them, but you pretty much know everyone's life that you knew back then. Just or let me rephrase that. You know the version of everyone's life that they want to present on social media of everyone that you knew at that time.
So that's a good point.
That's why, like, reunions now are pretty useless. Like, you go to a 10-year reunion, you're like, oh, I saw that you had three kids. So, like, you don't even have a story right. to tell people. Everyone just knows everyone's life.
You can't even do the time-honored tradition of a movie like Just Friends where you show up like, oh, me? My life is awesome now, right? Look, I drive this car. I do this for a living. You can't do that because they already know, because chances are you've already thrown it on social media. That's an interesting point, Billy. Maybe I am just old, and so now I'm the last generation that gets to experience a high school reunion and feel good about it.
You know what? Anyone out there who has a reunion coming up, if you want to
invite me,
you know, do this thing, right? This is what you do. Get off social media for like 2 years or just like go like silent, like go like radio silent on
Zero
social
Dark 30.
Media.
Or just block like, everyone you went to high school with.
Well, then
that's a bit much. That's a bit
like,
much.
You show up and then it's like, why'd you block me? And it's like, well, because I wanted this big reveal. And then you show up and you like throw like smoke bombs.
I've gained 75 pounds.
Woody's ripped. But like,
If you want to be like Fast Chris, right? And like get ready for like the big moment and the big reveal, you should just totally go like radio silent on social. So no one knows what's going on. They're like, oh, I heard that Chris Cody's going to be at a reunion. He hasn't posted anything since 2017. Like what do you think's going on with him? Mm-hmm. And then you come and you're like chiseled. Or you hire someone that looks just like you. Well, you're a bad example because you're kind of like somewhat a public figure. So people know what you're doing.
Wow.
But if you're not, you hire someone that looks just like you to come in and tell this great story about how great things are for you.
All right.
That's a lot of effort, what you just described. Hiring a lookalike.
This is a world where you're just looking for the applause of people who were mean to you back in the day.
But Billy, you're right about the high school reunion dying because of social media. And the thing now is that they combine like three classes.
Oh,
like it'll be the 1981, 82, and 83 class. I have zero interest in, I hate reunions to begin with, but I have zero interest in sharing a reunion with people I don't even know.
Greg, how many reunions of this sort have you been to? Because I've been to none. I've been to none. Like the 20 same. class of 2010
doesn't exist.
Class of 2010 was canceled because of COVID.
Yeah.
I also deleted my Facebook page, so there's that. So I've never experienced this. It actually sounds kind of fun to me. Is it fun?
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
But Dad, you're socially awkward. So like, right?
Yeah,
like,
no, but let him answer the question.
No, but he hates those things. I'm just saying, like, he doesn't like those type of things.
Well, I went to one high school reunion of mine because my wife goaded me into doing it. It was one of the most uncomfortable things in the world. And I've been to like two of her class reunions because she's more social than me. She's one of these people who actually looks forward to a class reunion. And I'm the wallflower hiding behind the potted plant drinking voluminously. So, just a beautiful word there.
Voluminously.
Thank you. Thanks, Roy. Appreciate
Wait, so Whitty, you don't remain in contact or follow the lives of people that you went to high school with?
I do, but I would presume that the area where that's organized is probably Facebook. There are a lot of people that are on Facebook.
Hmm.
And I completely deleted mine, so it's just gone.
Mine was organized on Facebook whenever my tenure was in 15, and it didn't happen. There was like a boat that was going to be on a yacht. I paid for it. And then it like not enough people paid for it. So like we got our money back.
So let me ask you guys a question, because you guys all work for the number one sports podcast in all the world, right? Do you have people that were in your lives when you were in high school or early on in life that you haven't talked to in a while who have now resurfaced and reemerged? Like, hey, how's it going? Saw you guys left ESPN. That's cool. Like, you have anybody try to catch up with you basically?
Nah. I have an example of that with a kid, and I'll even name him because I'm friends with him now. Is like a kid.
Oh, that
when I went to high school, he was like the number one baseball prospect in the county. Like
Never
he was.
Heard of him.
I'm
Never
telling heard of him. You, he was a guy that every like he was a stud.
Where'd he go?
Nova. And
it wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good.
Guys, Will literally Dave, don't Dave, know what you're Dave talking Snubs. About. Nova High Ridiculous. School in Broward Villanova? Won like
I'm with you, Chris. I'm with you, Chris.
Like, we thought that you were saying that he went to
Eastern. Yeah,
yeah, I thought you were saying he went to Nova Southeastern University. Like, no, it wasn't very good.
Nova High School. Talking about high school, it's literally one of the best high school programs in the country.
Yeah, it's university. Well, where did he go to college? Tony
he went to FAU, I believe, which at the time had a good baseball program, actually.
Little D1.
See, Jeremy knows. No, nobody knows here except for Jeremy.
I was like, fuck was a big fish in a tiny pond.
All right, guys, the point was he was like, I didn't know him. In high school, it was like, whoa, that's I was like afraid to talk to and now I saw him at the Honda Classic a few years ago. Big fan of Chris Cody was. And I was like, oh, look at this. Look where my life is.
I'm looking up Instagram right now.
That's
now I'm like regretting naming.
Coincidentally, that's what Billy suggested you do before you go to high school reunion.
Block him.
That deserves a laugh.
The Dan LeBatard Show with Stugatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's time for a self-check-in. How's your social battery right now? Is it drained or bursting with energy? Similar to how a battery stores energy before eventually running out, individuals with a social battery may feel a need to recharge or withdraw from social situations after a certain amount of time. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with work or social gatherings. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you drive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DLB.
Don Levitard.
I think I'd like to know when I'm going to die, because I sort of romanticize the idea of like living like you were dying when you're on a countdown clock. Imagine all the life experiences. Like I could go skydiving or Rocky Mountain climbing.
Stugatz.
Roy brings up a point, though. Like, Roy does bring up a point. Like you might be risking paralysis. That's
totally trample my bit.
Yes.
Just totally trample my
bit. But Mike, what if, God forbid, it says you're going to die in like a week? What if it says a week, though? Like, or 2 days or a month? I don't want to know that.
Well, then you just love deeper and speak sweeter and give forgiveness to those that you've been denying. Someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Do you have more or is that it?
No, thank you guys for letting me go through that smoothly.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
You know what that's called? That's called, I created an Instagram account for my dog, is this cute? And then like three weeks into like
this is boring.
No,
bored with it.
You know what I think it is, Amin? I think it was like, you're like 19 posts and 6 months in, you're like, what am I doing with my life? Like, why am I documenting a dog's life for 82 followers, all of which I know?
Here's the part that I don't like, that really irritates me. I don't care if you create an Instagram account for your pet, right? Because some people like to centralize all their pet photos in one place.
But don't pretend to be the pet.
Oh, the first person, like, I love my daddy. Like, oh, just get out of here with that, man. Get the hell out of here with that. Greg, don't you dare. Don't you dare create an Instagram account for your pet and then talk in the first person. Like,
my dad just got a dog, so he...
I know.
You know what, that's Barley? I had never considered it until this conversation. And Greg Cody's dog might be,
unless you really tap in.
No, it's always like Johnny the Labradoodle at Instagram, and then like you're as Amin said, you're speaking as Johnny the Labradoodle the entire time.
I don't know why I couldn't come up with a better name than
Johnny for a dog.
Like this dog has a regular person name.
Overly anthropomorphizing this dog.
Than Greg Cody's dog.
You guys watch this show, the Old Man, on Hulu? It's a new show.
I saw the commercial for it.
Yeah, so he walks in the doctor's office, and the doctor says, oh, what are your dog's names? He says, Frank and Diane. And he's like, oh, why'd you name them that? It's like, what's wrong with those names? Like, those are people names. Like, they can't, you know, dogs can't have people names. And the doctor's just kind of confused. But Greg, if you're going to do the first person thing, I will allow it. But you've got to tap into some real writer ass shit inside you. Like, it has to be like, June 28th, I awoken from a deep slumber to find my master, snoring as always. I worry for his health. I try to bark to let him know, but he does not pick up on the cues. Yeah. Tired, he drags himself to that flat screen thing as he begins to yell and howl at the images on it. Sure. I wonder for his sanity sometimes. And like that's, I want a paragraph caption like that from your dog.
The problem with my dog is that I feel like most of what they do that's fun or interesting happens when they're a puppy. And then when they grow up to become a regular adult dog, they're kind of boring. For example, Charlie, the 2-month-old, just drank a beautiful Pinot Noir right out of my wife's glass.
What?
This is not.
And the better half of that story is that my wife finished the wine.
Ew.
Oh. Continued drinking the wine.
Why not?
That the dog had slipped out of.
What do you mean, why not?
A dog's mouth is cleaner, they say, right?
Who's saying why not?
Witty. Just finish the wine.
Gross.
Witty doesn't have a dog, obviously.
No,
you guys never kiss a dog?
No.
I've kissed a dog.
Two Americas like a mother.
Ill, no. On the mouth, no.
I mean, I'm not going to like sit there for a long time, but I'll let the dog lick my face for a minute.
Lick
or
your
two.
Face?
It just licked its anus like 12 minutes ago. Now it's licking your mouth.
I do that.
What world are we living in?
Hey, yo.
No open mouth. I mean, you know, let's not get gross.
So the dog wants to kiss you, and you're like, ew, get away from me.
Pretty much.
Lick
the dog. The dog should always be like, floor level, and I'm standing up. That's our relationship.
You don't seem to love your dog very much.
I don't have a dog.
Wow.
But if I did, I have no dog in the fight. That's pretty good.
Speaking of dogs, people who have dogs, they always assume that we like your dog. Like,
yeah,
stop assuming that I like your dog. Yeah. I don't have a dog.
But
don't
Juju,
let your dog step on my pants. These pants cost more than your dog.
Juju,
my shoes
he's friendly.
Cost more than your dog.
But Juju,
get
he's
this
friendly.
Dog off me in the elevator.
He's friendly. He doesn't mean anything. It's okay. He's friendly. I'm like, I don't give a shit if he's Mr. Personality. I don't want him to touch me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking of dogs.
Yeah, dog owners don't think of that enough, but that's a very good point.
But does that apply like in the dog owner's home, or then the rules change? Like if you're entering the dog in the homeowner's domain, then maybe
that
it's
is
more
different.
Acceptable, yeah. Right? Like in an elevator, it's kind of like, look, this is everybody's elevator. But like if you go to the dog owner's house, how do you feel?
Safe. I'm at the dog's mercy at that point.
But the dog gets a minute to smell me, wag the tail, and then get the hell away from me. Am I right, Juju?
Yes, Sersky.
Thank you.
That's fair. You know what we get a lot, because we have a dog and a cat? You get the person who visits your house knowing you have a dog and a cat, and they have a cat allergy. So all of a sudden, I got to hide my cat in the closet so that they don't start sneezing.
Not in the closet. I mean, geez, that's... Do a bedroom.
Speaking of dogs, let's talk about the Browns in the AFC North.
Wow, what's going to happen in that division? Massive. The suspension for Deshaun Watson could be coming today, and that could potentially rule him out for the entire season. Billy, how do you feel like the Cleveland Browns would get on with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback?
How do I feel?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Yes.
NFL expert, 6th overall, right?
That's right. The Guardian has ranked you a football expert.
Has there been
expert.
New rankings
You host
yet,
a podcast
still...
called God Bless Football. Yeah.
There haven't been, and I've been meaning to get Ollie on just to kind of be fresh in his mind so that when the next rankings come out that I'll still be
when
on
When did
there.
Those Maybe rankings could, come out? Like what year?
It was like, I think it was like March 2020 or 2021. I don't remember.
The pandemic, you're saying?
Yeah, it was like a while ago, and like I wanted to have the writer Ollie back on just to kind of stay fresh in the mind, or also maybe see if like I could kind of like suggest like, hey, maybe Jabba Chamberlain should be on the list this year as like the greatest NFL analyst. You know what I mean? Like sneak someone in there. What do you think is going to happen with Johnny Manziel? Cause like, it seems like they're just kind of holding on to Johnny and like, we're not going to trade you. And also
Baker Mayfield. You mean?
Or yeah, Baker Mayfield.
Super
No. We got there. Football expert. We
the
got there.
Duke.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're the same person. Yeah.
Not really that far away, to be honest. But yeah, Baker.
How long do you think Baker slept in his parents' bed?
A while.
Still does.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.